Mrs. Engels, by the writer Gavin McRae, focuses on a little-known character in Marx's orbit, Lizzie Burns. As sometimes happens with historical fiction, McRae had very few facts to go on.
She was illiterate, so she left no diaries or letters, so we know very little about her. She's kind of a ghost in the historical record. She wafts in and out of drawing rooms, but we know very little about her herself.
Lizzie's older sister, Mary Burns, had lived with Marx's benefactor and collaborator, Frederick Engels. She died, and after Mary's death, Lizzie replaced her sister as Engels' lover.
The background is in 1842, Engels was sent to Manchester to do a two-year internship at his family's cotton mill. And as expected, this prepared Engels for a business life in the cotton industry. The unintended consequence was that he became a communist and aided by the two sisters, Mary and Lizzie Burns. And so after work every night, he would do what other mill men would not. He entered the slums, and his guide, as he walked through the slums and surveyed it, was Mary Burns. How he met her historically is unknown. In my book, they meet because Mary and Lizzie are workers in his mill.
Right.
Mary has a relationship with Engels until she dies, and the feelings that he has for Mary transfer either before that or around that time to Lizzie. There's an ambiguity in my book as to when exactly his feelings for Lizzie began.
Right. This is your first novel.
It is.
You're in your on the far side of mid-30s.
Thanks, Kurt.
What took you so long to write your first novel?
Well, I was doing what all writers doing, traveling the world, taking drugs.
Oh, there you go. You mean accumulating life experience that you could turn
yes.
into fiction?
No. I left Ireland when I was 21 and have been traveling more or less ever since. And in my 30s at some stage, I woke up to the idea that I needed to do this if I was going to do it. So
right.
in my kind of first years of my 30s, I began to scribble things down. And then in my mid-30s, I started to think, oh, maybe I could write a novel.
As all good novels must, yours has a great opening line lines. Would you read from the beginning?
Sure. So it begins with a manifesto by Lizzie. No one understands men better than the women they don't marry. And my own opinion, but known only to God, is that the difference between one man and another doesn't amount to much. It's no matter what line he's in or which ideas he follows, whether he's sweet-tempered or ready-witted, a dab at one business or the next, for there isn't so much in any of that, and you won't find a man that hasn't something against him. What matters over and above the contents of his character, what makes the difference between sad and happy straits for she who must put her life in his keeping is the mint that jingles in his pockets. In the final reckoning, the good and the bad come to an even naught, and the only thing left to recommend him is his money.
That was Gavin McRae reading from his new novel, Mrs. Engels. Even after Lizzie has been with him for years, she describes herself in your novel as, quote, a pauper woman on an expensive couch, which is a great line. So as you imagine her, she never fully embraced her new role in life.
No, she's always going to be uncomfortable with it. You know, I think as the novel progresses, she becomes increasingly entitled, shall we say.
Right.
But there remains discomfort, and there remains the eye that has seen outside of this bourgeois world and knows the other world.
Right. Engels has always fascinated me completely. Mm-hmm. This young man running his family milling business, becoming mm-hmm. a radical anti-capitalist, but then keeping his day job for decades as an industrialist so he can subsidize Mr. Communism.
Milking the system from the inside.
Exactly. He is the dialectical man. but you weren't tempted to novelize Frederick Engels?
No.
Because?
I was interested in Marx and Engels for a number of reasons, but I wasn't interested in writing about them until I came across Lizzie Burns.
Huh.
Actually, I came across Lizzie in the review of a biography of Engels. I then subsequently bought the biography and then saw how little was known about her, and I took it from there.
As you depicted, and it is plausible to me, that Engels's relationship with these working class women made him feel in solidarity with the proletariat in ways he couldn't have otherwise, yes. That they were sort of anti-trophy wives.
I think they gave him, as you know, guides through Manchester to the working class world of Manchester, they gave him the material for his nation to communist theory.
Right. But that's different than living with them and essentially marrying and finally
yes.
actually marrying, right? I mean, there was something, there was a vanity involved, don't you think?
Yes. Engels was a womanizer.
Yes.
There's no doubt about that.
And of course, Engels continued to live a comfortable life
yes.
with his working class consorts and subsidized Marx's comfortable life.
And he never actually actively did anything to improve the conditions in his family's mill.
That's interesting, isn't it? I mean, that's kind of the ultimate paradox is the charitable word. Hypocrisy would be the less charitable word.
I mean, the way Marx and Engels saw things was that capitalism was a global order. Local skirmishes, local change is not going to, you know, overturn it. What is needed is an international global movement of workers between all countries. So in a sense, they let themselves off the hook
right.
by saying that nationalisms or local conspiracies were useless.
And I guess if history is going to do this anyway, we just
yes.
wait for history to do its thing.
It was inevitable. Yeah, in their eyes, it was inevitable.
Yeah. So. I read that you imagined in the abstract that your first novel would not be a mm-hmm. researched historical novel, not about mm-hmm. a woman behind the man. And now I also read that you're planning more novels about women in the lives of famous communists. Talk about that.
Yeah. I'm working on a novel in which Madame Mao is a character. She's a character that whose destiny in somehow affects the destiny of a theatre family in London. So I want to work with a different world, a different universe, but with some of the same themes kind of running through.
Yeah, that which is an interesting choice that you would return to. Oh yes, women behind communists.
Yeah, the next book isn't so much women behind communists, but it's certainly women in communism.
Right.
My interest in communism is really an interest in people who believe they know what's best for themselves in the world.
Right.
So it's a really interesting thing to play with if you're interested in the idea of belief or religion and the frustrations that's, you know, the suffering that goes with having religion and belief, then communism is an interesting thing to explore.
My sense of your take on Marxism and communism, I guess, via Lizzie's take, is that you don't fully embrace any theory that reduces individual people to historical
No.
economic abstractions. Is that fair?
I think that is fair. And I think, you know, having rejected my Catholic upbringing, there's one thing I thank my Catholic upbringing for, and it's the healthy and very strong nose I have for, should I curse?
Sure.
For bullshit. So I see communism in the same way. You know, there's so much that Marx writes that's absolutely compelling. However, Marx disregarded the individual. This idea of the proletariat ignores the difference between workers, their racial distinctions, their sexual distinctions, their local struggles, their local needs, their everyday needs, and it subsumes them into this global struggle.
Right.
I'm not quite sure I'm entirely comfortable with
well,
that.
Well, and of course, what you're saying is that Marxism, or maybe any ism, is the opposite of what a fiction writer is trying to do about
yes.
specific places and specific people.
I mean, I think if you have an ism as a writer, that's exactly what you should be questioning.
Yeah. Well, I very much enjoyed the book, and Gavin McRae, thank you for coming on to talk about it.
It was a pleasure. Thank you so much.
Gavin McRae's novel, Mrs. Engels, is out now.
She said, I want to live like common people. I want to do whatever common people do. Want to sleep with common people. I want to sleep with